We're unable to get steadfastness. An act seems fascinating and you feel like doing it. We started with full dedication. And apparently it seems very easy as well that if I give half an hour every day for 26 months, then I'll complete reading the commentary of Quran. In 12 months, I'll complete the detailed commentary of Quran course. But we can't carry on after a few days. Why is it so?
Well, actually, it also depends on need and importance. If you possess a need and importance of something in your mind, then for that particular work or task, you are able to manage time also. Well, it's a practical example. If someone has to go to work for earnings, then he is able to manage time. People normally work for 8 or 12 hours. As they know, if they don't work, their needs will not be satisfied. So we have to develop the need and importance of learning and reciting Quran correctly and realize how important it is in our day-to-day life. Unless this need and importance is not established, one cannot achieve steadfastness. Look, those they are teaching us, they've also learned. It's not like no one has ever studied and I'm the only one doing it. No, it's not the case like this. I think in the world, hundreds and thousands of Huffaz, those memorized Quran, they were in millions. They are and they will be. Allah says about protecting the Quran, indeed we have sent down the Quran, and indeed we ourselves surely are its guardians. So one of the arrangements that Allah has made to protect Quran is to memorize Quran by heart. As you earlier referred the verse of Quran in this regard, and we have indeed made the Quran easy to memorize. So, Quran is memorized by heart. I believe up to now millions would have memorized Quran by heart, and this process of memorizing is continued. Now you can imagine how much commitment and steadfastness is required to memorize the Holy Quran, to memorize daily and then revise it regularly. And once you memorize it, then you have to keep revising and regularly reciting so you don't forget it, isn't it? This is required to remember it. You need steadfastness for this. Those they become scholars of Islam, they study for 8 or 12 years, they have steadfastness. So, it's not the fact that only those have steadfastness who are getting modern education of this day and age. Rather, you can find examples of steadfastness in many walks of life. And yes, those they've got different careers and professions, they have steadfastness. Well, it's not just the worldly people have steadfastness. Steadfastness can be found in religious people too, Islamic scholars. They have been writing books from hundreds of years and still writing. Those they're studying, they keep on studying. Those they're teaching, they keep on teaching. And there are certain teachers also who have been teaching for about 25 years and still teaching. Need and importance of something is needed for steadfastness. When it comes to perform virtues, then we'll say it's ability from Allah. We should also pray to Allah. Oh Allah, grant us ability to do goodness. We've also received similar questions from viewers of Madani channel. So we gave them the same advice that they should pray to Allah for ability to perform good deeds. Oh Allah, I would like to recite and read your Quran. Please, grant me ability to recite it. Oh Allah, I want to learn and understand it properly. Please, help me from unseen and grant me ability. Well, actually, when a person strives for something, then Allah Azza wa Jal opens doors for him to achieve that. And Allah knows how truly you're asking from him.